Reading from an article in Business Insider, I'll quote it here for you. In this winner-take-all era of capitalism, a time when tech companies are dangling nine-figure offerings to top researchers and Elon Musk on pace to become the world's first trillionaire, while career paths crumble and mass layoffs rip through the white-collar world, many Gen Zers are looking to today's ultra-elite and deciding if you can't beat them, pamper them. It's a great read. Brian Daniel is the founder of the Celebrity Personal Assistant Network, staffing for high net worth families. Brian, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
This seems like a career I would never want to do. I'm sure it's really for a set group of people who are going after this. You mentioned Gen Zers. A lot of young people shifted into this career, right?
That is correct. They are sick and tired of the grind of the corporate office and living in cubicles. So why not live the jet set life without having to buy the Gulfstream yourself? So many people are thinking out of the box, and they're becoming nannies and personal assistants and estate managers for celebrities, ultra-high net worth families, and billionaires.
I know a lot of people would say, well, that's not a career. How much money can you really make doing this? Boy, reading the articles, a lot of times these are high-paying jobs with a lot of benefits. I'm sure it's a lot of work, but this can be a career for some people.
It absolutely is. This isn't something that you can get a BA degree in, but what a lot of people are doing who are already in the service industry and people from hospitality, they are jumping the fence. And they're moving over to the private sector, and you can make salaries in the $150,000 to $250,000 a year range without breaking a sweat.
So your company helps staff people in these jobs. Why did you start it? Do you have a background in this yourself?
I do. So what happened was for 10 years, I was a personal assistant, estate manager, chief of staff for celebrities, high net worth families, billionaires, aristocracy, and everything in between. In 2007, I had finished a two-year run with the Royal Saudi family, and for the first time ever, I decided to check with some private household staffing agencies about securing my next position, and there weren't too many around at that time, and the ones that were around weren't doing a very good job. So because I come from private service and 99% of recruiters in my field do not come from private service, I decided to start my own firm because I have a special skill that the other agencies don't have. I understand the minutia of that world, and I understand what kind of service heart you need and what kind of thick skin you need to survive in the job.
It's got to be a wide range of jobs. You mentioned nannies. It's got to be what? Chefs, people that are assistants, people that keep schedules. I mean, the ultra elite probably have staffs of, I don't know, how big are some of their staffs?
That is a great question. So you make a very good point. And basically, a lot of the jobs that would exist in a big five-star hotel also exist in private estate. I was just having a conversation with someone the other day about a private chef and how they can leave the restaurant. Let's say they're a Michelin chef and they're making decent money, but you can triple your salary by moving over to the private sector and working inside of the big mega mansions for the billionaires. Now, ever since COVID happened, believe it or not, while the economy has been a yo-yo and going up and down, and you keep having these hirings and firings, especially in the tech world, there have been bidding wars in private service. They don't have enough people. You name the position, the elite executive housekeepers, the private chefs, the estate managers, private security, across the board on the elite side for the 1% of the 1%, they have a severe shortage. We have people in the central states and the Midwest especially that are relocating people from what I call the four corners San Francisco, L.A., New York, Miami. In the central states, the big mega mansions that are owned by the billionaires, there's a severe shortage. They don't have the people that can manage the private jets and the big exotic car fleet. The big mega mansions might have a full-time staff of at least 10 people.
So you're saying there's jobs open in Chicago for this sort of thing?
Absolutely, especially in the major cities, because there are now over 3,000 billionaires in the world. About one-third of them are in the United States. So when you think of the major U.S. cities, Chicago included, absolutely, there's a very high demand.
Does that tripling salary, though, come with, like, losing your life because you have to give it up to some of these families?
You got it. It is a 24/7 job. You make those exorbitant salaries because you're basically putting your life on pause, right? If you're going to work in the big mega mansions or on the super yacht, you're going to be doing bare bones minimum 10 to 12 hours a day. If you're a celebrity assistant, when you get into award season, you're going to be doing 14 to 16 hour days, 6 days a week.
Wow. So it rewards in that. I only got about 40 seconds left. The website, findcelebrityjobs.com, by the way. Is there a networking aspect to this, too, where they're comfortable with you using, not using them, but, you know, using connections that they have to ultimately maybe move to something else? Or is this, hey, when you're in the service industry, you're expected to do that and only that?
Yeah, at my level, you have to be a career professional. It's not something you can do as a hobby. And I've built a network of affiliates and sister organizations worldwide because we offer support services for the people we place in these jobs.
Yeah, you got to be a professional at it. Brian, I'd love to have you back on in maybe a couple months or so. This is fascinating to me. I don't think it's a job I'd want, but there are people out there, and there are certainly some big rewards to do it if you do it well, and a need, as you're saying. FindCelebrityJobs.com. Brian, take care, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Interesting stuff. All right, let's take a break. We'll have the news and more Your Money Matters after this.